Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 21 through 23. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." When Jesus came into our world, he lived a perfect life, completely fulfilling God's law. Then he died a sinner's death, paying the price for your sins. Finally, Jesus rose from the dead, guaranteeing your sins are forgiven. By his life, death, and resurrection, he accomplished your salvation. But how does that accomplished salvation get to you? If Jesus lived, died, and rose for you, but you didn't hear about it, would it do you any good? If God has forgiveness for you, but you don't receive it, how can it help you? Thank God for today's Bible passage. On the evening of the first Easter, the risen Christ appeared to his disciples and commissioned them to preach the results of his work to the world. They told people about the sin that would damn them. Why? Because they wanted their listeners to turn from their sins and live forever with Jesus in heaven. If the people acknowledged their need for forgiveness, the disciples forgave them. If they refused to admit their sin, the disciples refused to forgive them. In all this, they simply announced what Jesus had accomplished, and God did the work of convicting and forgiving. He continues that same work to this day, sending Christians in every time and place to preach and teach his word. And by that word preached, taught, and read from the scriptures, the salvation he accomplished on the cross is delivered to you. First he does it, then he delivers it. You need both. Thank God he has done both. Lord Jesus, thank you for delivering the salvation you accomplished to those who need it, including me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.